Two attorneys talking is always dangerous. Good afternoon. We'd like to welcome you to the June meeting of the North Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board. And if I could ask Mr. Cochran to help lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yes.
Thank you, and a short introduction of our board. I think they are familiar to most of us, but to your extreme right, Mr. Bob Anderson from Healdsburg, recently returned from the South Pacific, as in the last 12 hours. Mr. John Corbett, who is from McKinleyville. My name is Bill Massey. I'm from Forestville. To my right, Ms. Heidi Harris from Sailor, and to her right, Mr. Jerry Cochran from Crescent City. Our attorney for the, thank you very much, Samantha, because I can never get the, I get to Samantha, I just can't get the Olson part. Samantha Olson, our attorney, and to her left, Ms. Kat Coleman, our executive officer, and I will turn it over to Kat to introduce the rest of the staff.
We have with us today in the very back running the IT is Greg Nash. We have Michelle Batista, who's running the recorder, and Jean Lockett, who does just about everything else that needs to be done during a board meeting. Any questions, please see Jean. And then I'd also have the pleasure of introducing our new office manager, Linda Krela. And she's just joined us, I think, third week, and we are really glad to have her here with us. It's making a big difference in helping the office run more smoothly.
Thank you. We come now to the attorney's special, the board ex parte communication, if you would, please.
At this time, I invite board members to disclose any ex parte communications they may have had on a matter pending before the board.
Any member shows you we haven't been very busy. Thank you. We do not have, I believe, at this point, a state board member here yet, but I understand that they are en route.
That is correct. Mr. Charles Hoppen and Tam Dodick are expected to join us.
Thank you.
And I do have a couple of items for the EO report.
Okay. If you would, please.
Okay. I just wanted to inform the board about a couple of personnel things that are going on with us that are pretty important to the running of the office. One is that Luis Rivera continues to be out on emergency family leave, and don't anticipate that the soonest he'll be back is, I was told, the 10th of July. So that's been a gap with him gone, and we let Bob Clamp go on vacation. I'm not sure why, but we did. We've got ads out now to replace our two vacant division chiefs. One is for the core regulatory non-point source division, and the other is for the cleanups division. And those jobs have been vacant for a while. We now have the funding authority to be able to hire them. So hope to have two new division chiefs with us probably by September. The fun stuff, we had a new water baby delivered last night to Matthew Bufleven, who you may remember of peak flow model fame. He and his wife had a baby girl. And on the not-so-good note, the back interior wall of our building is being ripped out. We found mold in the building, and the back wall is being ripped out, cleaned, and replaced. So it's a pretty serious mold issue that we have going on. And oh, one more thing. I wanted to mention that Bill and I had a conversation with Tam Dodick and Celeste Cantu this week on both MMPs as well as licenses for wastewater treatment operators. We have a discussion of MMPs calendared for tomorrow, but Bill, I didn't know if you wanted to talk and mention our conversation with Tam and Celeste.
I don't think it constitutes, or at least in my opinion, it did not constitute an ex parte because it was between, as Kat said, herself and myself, the chair of the state board and the executive officer of the state board regarding a problem that is, for us on the North Coast, is a very big one, and that is having a licensed operator at a treatment